Hello everybody, I'm George Ryan from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on what a Reform United Kingdom county councillor said recently. That's Bridget Porter, who sits on Kent County Council. And there was the Health Overview and Scrutiny Committee. And just a few days ago, she was talking about in vitro fertilisation and saying that some people who are on low incomes, well, they shouldn't have children if they can't afford to bring them up. But isn't that sensible? You know, if you conceive a child, that should be ideally planned. But, you know, if not, you're a bad person if it's not planned. You know, you have the resources to bring this child up. You're willing to spend the money, to spend the time and all the rest of it. And, OK, sometimes you're not. If you really can't bring up a child, I suppose you can give the child up for adoption. No one's ever said that's not allowed and so forth. But, you know, that's obviously less than ideal. You know, I'm not particularly judgmental. You do what you want with your sex life, as long as it's consenting adults. But we don't want anyone to be harming children. So, but in vitro fertilization is a lifestyle choice. But she's been monstered for it by some leftards. Because how can they possibly disagree? It's not a choice. Is IVF compulsory? I don't think so. Is IVF a matter of life and death? If this woman doesn't have her eggs, then fertilized outside her body and implanted into her body, she's going to die? No. Or have less of a quality of life? Well, not really. Okay, the woman and her man, they may want to be parents. My point is, it's not like you're going to go blind or a non-fatal illness or something that we think has to be treated. All right, strictly speaking, it doesn't. You could let choose yourself to go blind and not to take the treatment. And the woman said it's compared to butt lifts or breast augmentation and so on. These are lifestyle choices. And so forth. So some people said it was revolting and shocking what she said. Well, it's absolutely not. It's the plain truth. These are electives and you don't have to go for them. And some women and indeed some men are unlucky with low fertility or no fertility. They're not able to conceive children through the ordinary method. And so they go for IVF. But in many cases, because they've left it too late, you'll say, well, I don't have children in my 20s, can leave it in my 30s or my 40s or my 50s or whatever. I know fertility treatment is so good, reading about women who are conceiving into their 50s. But often it's through IVF or something like that. Now, IVF is only available, depends on the postcode lottery. I'm talking about the United Kingdom, particularly South Britain, or whatever NHS area, up until the age of 40 or 38, and so on. Depends where you are. Okay. But, you know, it's just not vital. They're patients with cancer drugs who need cancer drugs to prolong their lives. They've got stage 4 cancer. Cancer cannot be beaten, but it can be delayed. And they can't get enough funding. Surely this is a higher priority, prolonging people's lives, than it is that creating children through IVF. Now, and so on. Okay, so what you do, you're taking an embryo from this woman, possibly for another woman, not the woman who's wanting to have the child implanted into her womb, and then fertilizing this with sperm and so on in a test tube. We call them test tube babies and so on. And then Russian, they call it like not body fertilization. Okay, so this councillor for Dover North says that we should be spending money on people who have IVF. And so don't think that you can leave conception and even to your 30s. You know, the younger you are, the easier it is. I know people are allowed to have sex at 16. I think people choosing to have children at 16 is not usually wise. But, you know, 60-year-old mothers, look at Angela Rayner, it's not always the end of the world. They can be excellent mothers. Teenage mothers aren't necessarily bad ones. Middle-aged mums are not automatically good ones. At least, you know, younger mothers and fathers have more energy. You're going to be alive longer with that child. Then, so there are men and women who are delaying having children for financial reasons, for career reasons. Oh, they can't afford them. Of course we can. You know, you look at the 19th century when couples had an average of 6 children, having an average of about 1.5 now. We were way poorer in the 19th century. How come we can't afford even one child in many cases, but we could afford 6? It's just expectations have changed. You're just insisting that, you know, we have to have foreign holidays and we have to have laptops and iPhones. We have to have a car and each child has to have his or her own bedroom. No, you have 2 or 3 children sharing a bedroom. You just have whole families sharing one room or something like that. I don't want to go back to that, but the idea that we can't afford to have a child these days really is preposterous. Where there's a will, there's a way. Think of all the benefits we have these days, which we wouldn't have had in the 19th century or any previous century. So she's quite correct. Say that it's frivolous. The National Health Service should not be picking up the tab. That's you and me. That's other taxpayers. our money being squandered on this now. And then I read people saying she should have to go for diversity training. Well, she absolutely shouldn't do, because diversity, do you know what that word means? There's a range of opinions on IVF. You might think it's good, it's bad, you might think it's neutral, okay? You might think the NHS should pay for it, should not pay for it, you might not be sure. That's what diversity is. Some people want IVF, some people don't want IVF, some people are not sure about it. That's what it is. And, you know, Anthony Hook, this Liberal Democrat councillor, said it's offensive. Well, that's not an argument. Get over it, okay? Anyone who needs medical help to have children should get it. Well, I mean, I don't agree. And as I say, in some cases, it's because these people have left it too long and don't think, oh, well, if you leave it to your 30s, then it's going to be okay. Your chance of conception are higher the lower you are, and lower chance of complications of conceiving a Down syndrome child, for example. Not say that Down syndrome people are not human beings. Well, they are, and I know they should be well treated. Okay, we should have equal rights for them. But to be completely frank, most people would rather their child didn't have Down syndrome. Is that offensive? Is that false? I don't think so. Okay, so this so-called diversity training is really indoctrination in leftism to say that, you know, thought crimes, you can't say that, you can't believe that. Well, no, she's there to represent people, and that is an opinion that some people share. It's right to vocalise that. I don't say it's wrong that Jeffrey Stewart of the Greens, who said it was appalled by this and said the woman should do some diversity training, shouldn't say that. I don't dispute Jeffrey Stewart Jeffrey's right to say that and so on. But he seems to question this woman's right to express a viewpoint that's shared by many and so on. Anyway, IVF can cost about £30,000. Pay for it privately. We have other priorities. And I do obviously, you know, think should more children be born and so on, because, you know, it's sub-replacement fertility. Now, the UK can replace its population through immigration. I'm not against immigration, net positive immigration. I think it shouldn't be a crazily high level, and so forth. And they're also controversial things because, so these babies are created. You fertilize the egg, you've got an embryo, you've got a human being. He, she is living. You can freeze that person and in the embryonic stage for 20 years, put this person into a uterus of the woman who's going to give birth. She may not be the one who is the egg donor, or there might be a surrogate and so on. But some people think that's unethical. But my problem is some of these people are just destroyed. They're just killed. But they're embryos, but they are human beings. They're what embryos? They're human embryos. Okay. And so that could have been me. That could have been you. Just because we didn't happen to us doesn't mean it should happen to somebody else. So people should just start trying to conceive earlier. We've maybe overemphasized contraception to the extent that we're in the sort of demographic death spiral. So, you know, they have respiration from a very early stage. So we shouldn't be doing this to embryos. This is life. They've got a unique DNA fingerprint. These are individuals. They are human beings, and they shouldn't be destroyed so lightly. So people should just start conceiving naturally. I know not everybody can. So the point is, don't leave it too late. And yes, you can be a mother and a father and still have a career. So it's ludicrous to say that. It's just that people are too precious, are too greedy and selfish. If they really want to have children, you know, it's not difficult to do. All right. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.